My name is Aaron Henry. My feature film screenplay is the Katharine Hepburn movie, A Woman Rebels, Meeting the Backup Plan, starring Jennifer Lopez. Reverend Mother is set in the island of Jamaica and is about a single, never-married clergywoman who defies the church to have a child by artificial insemination. Her refusal to bow to the church's dictates leads to a legal battle that divides her country along religious and social lines. Movies about Jamaica or that are set in Jamaica have done well. The 1962 James Bond film Dr. No made almost $60 million. Cool Runnings, the 1993 movie about the Jamaica bobsled team, made more than $150 million. How Stella Got Her Groove Back, released in 1998, made almost $40 million. Jamaicans strongly support movies and television shows that are about themselves. There are 2.7 million Jamaicans in Jamaica, more than 300,000 in New York, almost 250,000 in Florida, and more than 1 million overall in the United States. They would flock to see such a movie as they did with Cool Runnings and Stella. Jamaican reggae and dancehall music resonate far beyond Jamaica. Performers such as Bob Marley, Shaggy, and Sean Paul are highly popular globally. A marriage of movie and a strong soundtrack would do well. This story will appeal to several groups: Jamaicans in Jamaica and other countries, church women, feminists, activist women, liberal Christians, African Americans, and millennials. I'm part of a Christian congregation of more than 8,000 members in the Washington, D.C. metro area. The church is highly influential beyond its own membership, has an active online and social media presence, and supports the works and achievements of its members. I'm a board member of the Religion Communicators Council, the oldest public relations organization in the United States. It includes various Christian traditions as well as Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, Baha'is, and other religions. It heavily supports and promotes the works of its members and gives out annual awards to outstanding work on faith, belief, and values reflected in media and the arts.